Speak in the morning.
You're waking up, Southwest Michigan. WSJM. Let's get this day started.
8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show, Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. Time for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation and planning, retirement strategies, planning, and a whole lot more here on the Moody in the Morning Show. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
I am fabulous. Your own self?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for asking. Good to be here.
Yeah. Well, we're delighted to have you as always. You know, we get some good information from you every time you're here. So, we're happy to have you. Now, recently we talked on the show here about the pending tax reduction bill that's being debated in Washington, and I know you, for one, are very closely watching and looking at how this could affect the people that you work with, both on the tax side and on financial planning. As we near the end of the year, what are you telling your clients, and what are some of the things you're focusing on now, more so than other times of the year?
Well, that's a great question, Pat. And, you know, as you know, many of our financial plans that we talk about on the show are really built around paying less taxes. I mean, obviously, the investment side and everything that goes in with the financial side of things. But certainly, we take a very close look at how taxes affect our clients and how they can keep more money in their pocket. But certainly, we're keeping a very close eye on this proposed tax bill. And, you know, until we see the actual details, you know, but we certainly have some assumptions we can make on some of the things that have laid out there. And it looks like it may be getting closer to becoming a reality with some of the things that you see in the Senate. And I think the stark reality that if they don't get something through that from a career standpoint of the politicians go anyway, the Republicans could be in trouble if they don't get something done. But year-end planning, we do have a little bit different of a focus this time of year. And, you know, for some people, there's more of an emphasis, obviously, and an importance on looking at certain things at the end of the year. I mean, IRA contributions, whether it's a traditional IRA, Roth IRA, I mean, you can contribute up till April 15th of next year for this year. But certainly it's things that we're having conversations with towards the end of the year. Now, 401k contributions, on the other hand, have to be done by December 31st. And those are usually coming out of you know, the paychecks of individuals where they're working. And so we're having those conversations during tax season or during the year about, you know, can you afford to increase your contribution? What kind of effect will that have on your taxes? And then a lot of times we're talking, you know, about, you know, doing an additional contribution outside of 401ks. And a lot of times that may be a Roth contribution, especially if you max out your 401k. Now, a lot of times if you're able to max out your 401k, that is usually down the road as people get older and get rid of some of the kids and, you know, where they're able to continue to increase the save there. And then you can put into a Roth outside of that based on your income. But a lot of our clients are set up, you know, as we move into retirement, and we do a lot of Roth conversions this time of year. That's a big focus. You know, I've been meeting with a lot of clients. So, and we've talked a little bit on the show where what we do is we may take, you know, money that people have accumulated through their 401ks, which is all pre-tax money, mm-hmm. and that's where most of the retirement money typically is in today's world, and we'll use that some of that money and delay Social Security and convert then money from your traditional 401k or IRA into a Roth, and so we get rid of some of the pre-tax money at a low tax rate, you know, right after someone may retire, delay their Social Security, and the idea is that when they start to take their Social Security, and that may vary on the individual, on how long they may delay it, that the idea would be is as they supplement that with their 401k or IRA money, that the Social Security is going to be very tax favorable and possibly tax free. And we talk about it a lot on the show, but it still is something that I know a lot of people are very unaware of, is that Social Security gets taxed based on other income that you have. So if we can reduce some of that taxable income by doing Roth conversions and using some of that money right after somebody retires and they're in a low tax bracket, it's going to put you in a much, much more favorable position, you know, moving forward. So that's one of the biggest things that we are looking at right now, and we actually have with our pre-planned plans that we have set up with clients, that we do this in the fall time, because then we can look at, you know, what kind of income they've had for the year. I mean, if you do a Roth conversion in January, where some things can change over the year, and then so your tax brackets and where you land are going to be different, because you want to make sure those conversions are done in a low tax bracket. But certainly we also do get a lot of calls from clients regarding, you know, things may have changed, you know, during the year. Small businesses, you know, where they're looking at their profits and we're looking at what their tax liabilities are going to be so they don't have any surprises, you know, come during tax season. But so it's accumulation of things. I got a call from a client yesterday that it was a financial client that we had talked with earlier in the year, and they had been contributing into a Roth IRA. The wife had a plan at work. The husband just worked on his own, was putting into a Roth, and she said, now, why are we putting into that traditional IRA instead of the Roth? Because we switched it because they're in a high tax bracket, and normally they have owed money when they file their income taxes. And I explained to her again, reminding her that she was going to get a refund this year because we switched from a Roth to a traditional IRA. Roths are great financial tools because of the tax-free nature of them, but it just depends on looking at whether or not a traditional IRA and getting the tax break up front, because the idea would be you'd pay less taxes, you draw it out later. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on what tax bracket you're in, you know, what other resources you have. But so many people, they do put a lot of times in Roth just because they think that's the best thing to do. But I think if you can, you have to look at their situation and look at how that money may come out into the future. So these are a lot of things that we do during the year, but we focus towards the end of the year. There's a little bit bigger focus.
Absolutely. Well, if we do get a new tax law passed through Congress, and there's a good possibility that we'll at least see some more action in the Senate. They passed one portion of it yesterday out of committee, and now, you know, they're apparently almost ready to take it up by the full Senate. How do you think that'll affect the way that you plan for your clients, or will it not change much at all?
Well, you know, that again, when we see the details, I mean, as far as the Roth conversion aspect, it's something we'll be looking very closely at, because we do a lot of Roth conversions, and that's something that it'll be based on, you know, the individual situation again. But typically we look at the thresholds of where money's being taxed at what income thresholds are. So there are changes to that tax law, at least what's been proposed, you know, as far as going from 7 to 3 brackets. But the first bracket right now is 10%, which will now be 12. But the threshold at which you'll pay 12% will be higher. So they're doubling the standard deduction, which would help in being able to convert more money to a Roth. But as far as tax, the nature of the tax bill in general, I think the proposal of the corporate tax is a big thing, and I think is probably the biggest component of this, which is the big question mark and variable, is what happens when you put more money in corporations' pockets? Are they going to grow the economy, increase wages, be more productive from the standpoint of jobs, and be able to help move our economy forward, as opposed to paying down debt, you know, paying CEO bigger bonuses? And you know, you hear both sides of the
right
of the picture. As far as is the middle class tax break, yes, the majority of the middle class, I think, will see some tax relief. But as we talked in the past, I think the devils are in the details, and I think that's still going to be a minimal amount of money that the middle class is going to be saving. And part of it may be dependent on how many kids they have, do they typically itemize their deductions, how many taxes have been paying in the past. But certainly the majority of people are going to see some tax relief, and I think it would be a positive effect on the economy. The long-term aspect of the deficit obviously is probably the biggest concern in moving forward with this. But overall, I think it's going to be a good thing, and I think it will probably be a positive thing for majority of people, you know, moving forward.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out, and then it'll really be Katie by the door. It's time to get everything ready in order to be able to do tax filings on time and everything.
Well, yeah, initially everything we heard was going to be, you know, it would be retroactive for 2017, but I believe what they're talking about is pushing
not
it to 2018.
18.
I mean, to be able to imagine the software companies for taxes and the IRS to be able to change everything
on the fly,
it would be a major undertaking and almost impossible to be able to oversee at this point.
Very true. Very true. All right. How can folks get a hold of you if they're interested?
We're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville. Our phone number is 429-1585, or you can visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
All right. That's Tom Austin. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional. We certainly hope that professional will be Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
You too, my friend.